Right now, undocumented immigration and the level of crime that may or may not come with it, it's been one of the most hotly debated political issues of the last few years, driving conversations about a border wall, sanctuary cities, and more. A UW researcher recently decided to get a better handle on the question by digging into the numbers, looking at immigration and criminal data across the U.S. from 1990 to 2014. Michael Light is an assistant professor of sociology and Latino-Chicano studies at UW-Madison. He conducted the study along with Ty Miller, a PhD student at Purdue University. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Well, what led you to take a look at this, and what wasn't out there that you were trying to figure out?
Sure. So I think you had just mentioned, I think, one of the major issues, and that is that there are considerable debates going on. We're generating policies. We're having lots of very influential conversations about the impact of undocumented immigration on violent crime. However, these conversations are essentially occurring in a vacuum of data. We really didn't have very much information in terms of what are the trends in undocumented immigration, how do they relate to the prevalence of violent crime in society. And so and essentially that was simply just because of data constraints. So up until recently, we really haven't had reliable information on the size of the undocumented population. So only recently do we think we have a better handle on this now. So what we did in this study was we used state-level data. So we have all 50 states from between 1990 and 2014. And we looked at how do the trends in undocumented immigration over this time, how do they impact the level of violent crime in society?
And what data is out there now that we didn't used to have? Well, why do we have a better handle, we think, on the number of undocumented immigrants in a particular state in this case?
Sure. So in this case, the data that we use come from two different sources. And I would say these are two of the most reliable and also the most widely used and cited sources on the size of the undocumented population. Our two sources come from the Pew Research Center in Washington, D.C., and the second source comes from the Center for Migration Studies. I could be happy to go into detail about how they estimate the size of the undocumented population. They have very sort of detailed information about how they estimate this. I think a couple things are important to note, and that is the Department of Homeland Security, to just give you a sense of the reliability of these estimates, the Department of Homeland Security often will use the Pew as their benchmark in terms of, you know, when they try to put out estimates of the size of the undocumented population, they will often use the Pew as sort of the, you know, if we're doing as well as the Pew, I think we're doing okay. So, I mean, we have a pretty good sense that these are fairly reliable.
So you take those numbers of undocumented immigrants by state, and then you stack them up against violent crime data over that time period. So what kind of things do you find out?
Sure. So the general pattern is fairly clear across many, many different sort of specifications and examinations. And that is that the relationship between undocumented immigration and violent crime. So let me be clear about what violent crime is. So the FBI violent crime index includes several offenses. This would be murder and manslaughter, rape, murder, rape, aggravated assault, and robbery. Those would be the four crimes that make up the violent crime index. And what we find is that increased undocumented immigration is negatively correlated with all of those outcomes. And so what that means is that undocumented immigration goes up, the prevalence of violent crime tends to go down.
Why?
So there's a few reasons for this. So one of the things that, I mean, I think this is why I think the research is so important. I mean, there are very conflicting ideas about what would be the effect of undocumented immigration on crime. There are good reasons to think that undocumented immigrants could increase crime. So, for example, there's higher rates of poverty, lower rates of educational attainment. All of those things we think could be correlated with increasing crime. However, there's also equally strong reasons on the other side. So, for example, undocumented immigrants have a very strong incentive to avoid running into the criminal justice system in any way, right? So that's a very strong incentive to avoid criminal wrongdoing. The second reason is simply what we refer to as just a selection effect. And that is that undocumented immigrants often come here seeking things like educational opportunities, employment opportunities, and undocumented immigration in all candor just requires a tremendous amount of motivation and planning. So to the extent that those characteristics, hard work, motivation, determination, those things tend not to be very highly correlated with having a high criminal propensity. So what that means is that if you have people coming in with low criminal propensities, there means they're not often going to show up in the crime statistics, but they are going to show up in the population. So that's going to decrease the level of prevalence. It's going to decrease the prevalence of violence in society. Sociologist at Harvard University, Robert Sampson, wrote an op-ed a few years ago now entitled "Open Doors Don't Invite Criminals." That's the core idea behind his thesis.
We're talking about undocumented immigration and its link or non-link to violent crime rates in the United States. Michael Light is with us sharing some of his research. He's an assistant professor of sociology and Latino Chicano studies at UW-Madison. Michael, one thing that people might raise is, as you mentioned, if you're here, you're undocumented, you don't want contact with police. Could it be that crimes are underreported for that reason? If they're between two undocumented immigrants themselves, the one doesn't want to report it because they would risk being deported themselves.
So that's a great question. We've spent a lot of time thinking about this issue of what exactly are we seeing? Are we seeing simply less crime or less reporting? So in our analysis, what we looked at is the main analysis looks at reported crimes to the FBI. And it's exactly right. Our results are what you'd expect if undocumented immigrants were simply not reporting violent crime. Now, I think it is important what you just said, that this would only pertain to people with a questionable legal status, right? So, for example, if you're leaving the building today and you get robbed, chances are you're going to report that regardless of who the offender is. So that would get recorded. However, this question of lack of reporting is really important. And so we tried to get at this directly by supplementing our analysis with data from the National Crime Victimization Survey. Now, this is a nationwide representative survey designed explicitly to get at this question. This is what criminologists refer to as the dark figure of crime. And these are crimes that occur that don't get reported to the police. And we know that this is true across populations, that there's a whole swath of crimes that never get reported to the police. And so what we did is we used state-level estimates of the National Crime Victimization Survey to see, does undocumented immigration, does that relationship change, right? Is it actually correlated with less victimization, even if those victimizations are not reported to the police? And what we find is that the relationship is the same. So it doesn't necessarily appear to be the case that it's just decreased reporting.
Another question that might come up is the idea of sanctuary cities. Since this is state-level data, is this granular enough to say, maybe the trends are different in a sanctuary city versus the areas around it that don't have sanctuary or sanctuary-like policies? How do you start to dive into that?
Sure. So to your question about is it granular enough, the answer is no. So states are sort of by definition a pretty broad unit of analysis, and so we can't get at, you know, the city level mechanisms or the neighborhood level mechanisms that maybe that you could expect differences, right, between immigration and crime. I will say is that while our study can't speak directly to this issue, there is a series of studies looking at this issue of sanctuary policies and crime. There's one published in the American Sociological Review by Christopher Lyons and a research team out of the University of New Mexico, I believe. And they looked specifically at this relationship between immigration and violent crime. Now, it wasn't specific to undocumented immigration. They had to look at immigration generally. But what they found is that actually immigration reduced crime actually more in sanctuary cities than in cities that did not have sanctuary policies.
It's actually reducing crime. Is this somehow having an effect on non-immigrant communities already in these places?
Well, what I would say is the research on immigration and crime is actually showing that immigrants, having high proportions of immigrants in your communities, actually is pretty consistently showing that it reduces the level of violent crime. So one thesis behind this is simply that in immigrant communities, there's increased economic revitalization, that many immigrants are very entrepreneurial. They may increase the amount of economic resources, which can be beneficial. Another hypothesis is that there's just higher rates of sort of informal social control in immigrant communities, and that is that there's just more informal monitoring of behavior, and that type of monitoring is useful for regulating criminal behavior. So there is quite a bit of research that suggests that the sort of pro-social benefits of immigration are beneficial not just for immigrants themselves, but for sort of the broader community.
Going beyond the scope of your study a bit, the president and others have raised concerns about undocumented immigrants in particular leading the way in drug smuggling across borders. So drug crime doesn't fit that violent crime that you are studying in this research. Is there research out there, though, on relations of drug-related crimes to the presence of immigrants, especially undocumented immigrants?
Sure. So actually, we published a study exactly on this topic last year. So let me first acknowledge that the issue of drug smuggling across the U.S.-Mexico border is a reality. I think some of the most recent estimates, I apologize if I get the specific number wrong, but about 90% of, I think, the cocaine in the United States comes across the U.S.-Mexico border. So that actually does happen. But what's important to note is that doesn't necessarily mean that drug smuggling is linked to flows of undocumented immigrants, right? Those aren't necessarily one and the same thing. And so, for example, in a study that we published last year in the American Journal of Public Health, we looked exactly at this issue. We looked at four different indicators of drug and alcohol problems: DUI arrests, DUI deaths, drug arrests, and then drug overdose deaths. And what we found is that increased undocumented immigration was negatively correlated. So that means more undocumented immigration, less of DUI arrests, drug arrests, and drug deaths. And then it had absolutely no relationship between DUI deaths. So there isn't much evidence actually linking undocumented immigration flows to drug or alcohol problems or violent crime now.
Do you see policy implications based on the current study and that study you were just talking about?
Well, I think I am of the opinion, I think policy prescription should be based on what the empirical reality is. And so, ours is not the end all be all of studies, but we are some of the first people out there actually have some data on this issue. And so, there are debates about undocumented immigration that don't involve issues of public safety. So, you hear sometimes people talk about issues of sovereignty. Our study doesn't speak to that in any way. But what I do think is that the justifications for policy should be rooted in the research. And so if the argument is that we need a border wall to decrease undocumented immigration and increase public safety, I would say there isn't much evidence to suggest that's gonna work. And in fact, we have research suggests that some of our most aggressive immigration enforcement policies haven't increased public safety. So an example would be between 2008 and 2013, we had a very extensive program called the Secure Communities Program, where we dramatically increased the number of deportations for what you would call criminal aliens, so people who come into contact with the criminal justice system. Multiple systematic reviews of this program suggested it had absolutely no relationship between violent crime. So even though deportations went up considerably, violent crime did not go down in any appreciable way.
We'll leave it there for now. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you.
That's Michael Light, assistant professor of sociology and Latino Chicano studies at UW-Madison. He was with us to break down his research, finding that undocumented immigration doesn't increase violent crime rates.